Holy crap! There's some music option in here. Whoa! Wait. There's background music. Wait, I can't even hear it though. Oh, it's not working. It's like selected the journey, and then there's good vibes, and then jazzy and nostalgia. What does nostalgia sound like? I can't hear anything. This is pointless. Oh, that's right. I gotta do that thing called you share a link. Copy link. Yeah. And then put it on the Discordle. And then I share it to the thingy. There you go. Okay, cool. Oh, I bought the stuff for the cats. So I don't have to feed them nothing but barbecue. It was only one day though. But I think they ate it. There's two of them. There's a mommy cat and then I think the little baby kitten. Hold up, I gotta update this. Twitter. Twitter. Twixer. Twix on these. There you go. Cool, I did it. Oh, and then I have to link this thing. Okay, cool. Ha-cha! Cool. Alright, my job is done. Pin message, there you go. Alright, so I bought them a bag of cat food. They ate all of it actually, not the entire bag, but what I left out. I got them like two cute bowls. I was thinking I should probably buy them a little house, but my papa seems to be very against it. He doesn't think that they'll need it. But I don't know. I still kind of want to do it, but I'm not entirely sure. Maybe if I get a pre-built cat house, it would work, and then I can make a cat hotel. But we shall see. We shall see. Oh yeah, Merry Christmas! I don't understand how Christmas works, actually. I always thought that Christmas was just like it's the 25th. That's it. But then there's Christmas Eve. Is that part of Christmas? Isn't that just the day before Christmas? I don't understand though. So, Merry Christmas Part 1, Merry Christmas Part 2 tomorrow, I think. Oh, the cardboard house? No, cardboard house would not, they would not last. This is not solid snake. No, this is solid cat. They need better. It's Christmas Eve? Oh, it's like the pre-chat of Christmas. So is it technically Christmas or is it technically not Christmas? It's very confusing. I don't hear like happy pre-Halloween, you know? It's like happy foreplay, but oh shoot. Sorry, this recorded it. Hold up, I need to check for yabs. Oh, I don't think I warned them. Oh, that's right, it's also Christmas. They're probably like, you know, busy. Okay, it's okay. They don't know what if they don't know, then it didn't happen. I can verify this. Yeah, thank you, Sanicon. Merry question mark Christmas Eve slash part one. Da, da, da. Oh, you have school today? Why do you have school today? Oh, that's right. It's wait. What day is it there? Oh, it's a Monday. Oh, it's a Monday? Holy crap. I do not understand time. It's Sunday? The fuck? Oh my good God. Oh, hold up. I need captions. That's right. Turn on captions. Wow, time is so interesting. I could have sworn it was still Friday. Friday. Wow, time is so confusing. Time dilation, everyone. It's Christmas in like the other half of the world, I think. I hope you guys have a good Christmas or had a good Christmas. Did you guys do anything? I think you just eat and you hang out with the parentals. The parental units. Parental Unit 1 and Parental Unit Bob. Oh. Oh, thank you, Templar. I don't know. I just hope your ears didn't bleed. The mixer did a great job. And the artist, great job. Singer, maybe not so much, but you ate some nice food? What did I eat today? I'm trying to remember. I ate rice and then I ate worms. Oh, I took a picture of a spider. I need to send that over. But there was a spider on the car, so I took the time to take a picture of it. I think the spider felt like I wanted to provoke it, because it kept raising its arms at me, and it kept waving like it just don't care. And then did the YMCA, but then also did like the middle finger out of nowhere. So it's a really cute spider though. I used my new phone on it, which is still an Android, by the way. Sorry, iPhone. Let me look for it. I'll try to send it over, but I gotta give it like filters and hearts. It's just a spider, but hey, even spiders want to be beautiful. Pickle Man, happy Merry Christmas, part one. Thank you, Pickle Man, and Eric, Merry Christmas, part one, too. No, you're not alone. You have us. Rubber Toe, I hope your toes are well. Oh, by the way, thank you for the little music video that the Novelites made. I very much appreciate it. For those who took part in it. It's on a Twixer. Zippo, happy Merry Christmas. I don't know why, but I'm about to say like Happy Eve or something. Yeah, maybe I should add like a makeup filter and then some stickers. I wish like I had those fancy cameras with the ability to do like a microscopic shot. Oh, but they are so heavy. It's just a pain to look it around. What phone? Oh, I still got a Samsung. I think it's a Samsung. It's whatever the like one of the more recent models. I think a 22 though, since it's a little cheaper or something. Oh, I need to give up my phone though. I backed up everything already. Oh, Cobra, thank you for the SC. Yeah, thank you so much for the song. I wasn't expecting that. It was very nice to see the animation, the novel eat night, and then the lyrics. Thank you so much. Simon, Merry Christmas part one too. It's a Galaxy version. I don't know which version it is. But it's pretty cool. Takes better pictures than my last phone. I'm waiting on I'll probably send pictures when I come back. Yeah. There's a lot of places I went to. Well, not really. Not quite. But I got to visit some interesting places, multiple technically. Mchai, thank you for the SC. Oh, you know, if you think about it, we all did a cover on the same day, if you think about it, right? You guys did a cover, I did a cover, welcome to all live cover. Galen, thank you for the SC, and Chip Fighter, thank you. Did you guys wish for anything for the Christmas? I don't think I wish for anything. I guess, like, as you grow up, you kind of stop wishing for things. Maybe. I'm not entirely sure. Someone verify that. Do you still wish or do you stop wishing? Did you stop looking at that star? Because the star's stuck in the light pollution anyway, so you see no stars. Quillpen, thank you for becoming a bookworm. Oh, you could have gone with your parents, though. You could have gone there. But while you're in there, you can play music as loud as you want, and then you can do that thing where people just wear underwear and they have socks and they slide on the floor, and then they have a broom and they start singing to it, or maybe the broom goes somewhere that is not meant to be there, but I'm not entirely sure. More Moth Brawl Flowers, Merry Christmas Part One, thank you so much, and Raven and Kingdom Hearts. You haven't wished anything. You should wish for something, even if it's like a silly thing, like, oh man, I wish to eat pizza, you know? Even simple wishes are good. What do I wish for? Let's see. I wish to see my cat chicken. The cat lady, she's been sending pictures. Oh, you know what? Okay, I have this like really, like, is it a big fear? By the way, is the audio okay? It's probably scuffed. But I have this fear that my cats are gonna like the cat lady more than they like me. So I'm gonna be sad, she. It's like, I'll come back home and it'll be like, pepper, salt, did you shit on the floor? And then they're like, huff. They start acting tsundere. And then they're like, where's cat lady? We like her better. Because Pepper did not shit on the floor while I've been gone. So I'm pretty sure this is a slight against me. I'll just be quiet. Oh, I see. Sir Lancelot, thank you for the SC. Thank you so much. An operative. Oh. You could dress up as that. You can be like a cosplayer. That's pretty close in my opinion. Oh, Yoshi, thank you for the super chat as well. Merry Christmas Part One. You wish for Santa to bring back You can you I guess it's really hard to find childhood wonder if you really think about it. I think there are certain things that make me very wondrous, but that's usually me latching on to things that comfort me. He just shows love in different ways. I guess so. I don't really do too much today. I bought a gift from my parents, like a last minute gift. I hope they love me more. I'm kidding. Hold on, I'm laying on the bed. There you go. Okay, you are right in front of my mouth. Technically, this is like the phone's butt. Oh no, never mind. I'm gonna face you guys away from it because you're close to my mouth. Because that way, that's like a butt close to my mouth, and I do not want butt. Oh, actually, thank you for the SC, Matt, as well. Richard, hello. Thank you. I'm having a good break. I like being with my parents. Black and white clips and 590. Thank you. What is it? You guys are winning? Why are you winning? Oh, what if we do like should we do like a sort of role play? Okay, so I'll be the doctor, and this is holy crap, the mods are awake. Oh no. No, it's okay. It's a Christmas spirit. This is a Christmas gift, mods. Okay. I was thinking I could be like the doctor, and it's that time of your life. What do you call it? A colonoscopy? Is that what it is? Oh, actually, technically, we did a colonoscopy yesterday because I kept needing to charge the phone, right? Kind of like that. Winston, Merry Christmas Part One. Thank you so much. Yeah, I want to do another song cover when I come back. I've been looking at like more recent songs, so it's just up to what's available. Merry Christmas, John. I hope you have a wonderful year. Whoa, what is it, S team? No, it's a health analysis. Oh, you know what'd be cool? Okay, you know those mood rings? Oh, hold on, what is it? Yeah, okay, you know what'd be cool, those mood rings. Okay, but like when you do the colonoscopy, like when it am I using a term right? It is a thing that goes into your what's that thing? That test that men do when you're at a certain age. What is it called? What's it called? Is it a colonoscopy? I thought it was a different term though. Does anyone know? It is a colonoscopy, right? The buttocks. Maybe. Oh, the prostate exam. Thank you, Flu. Thank you. Wait, it checks the bowels? Wait, are they two different things? It's a camera? Oh, shoot. My bad, my bad. Wait, which is worse? Which is worse? Or which is better, technically? Which one is better? Or, like, by better, I mean, like, which one's the less painful one? The colonoscopy? Wait, but then where do they stick it in? Is it the same entrance? Like, the same highway? Highway 84. Merry Christmas, Twinkle Toes! You'd say neater? It checks for. Oh, that's what it checks for! Oh, I thought they were the same thing, but one just has a camera. Oh, sorry. I mistook it. Firemind, thank you for the SC. Okay, well, my idea was that like for one of them, I thought the colonoscopy went like at the end bit, but what if there's like a mood ring version? So you stick the health examination inside the hoo-ha, and then like depending on your mood, it's either like whoopee or like whoopee, and then it changes colors. I mean, I guess it could be just blood red if you really think about it. Blood red would probably not be a good color, but it's a Christmas color. I don't know. I thought it was amusing. Catnip, welcome, and Firemind, thank you so much. I'm glad you liked it. Pickle Man as well. Oh, my friend is already working on the bunk though. Oh, holy crap. Is that him, Mama? Oh no. Oh, it's not. Okay, something else. Okay. Head Mama just needs to rest in peace for today. John, well, thank you for becoming a novel knight. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. Why am I like this? I don't know. See, the thing about being an archiver is that you have to let your mind wander into the deepest, darkest realms of humanity. Because if you think about it, how often do you get someone thinking of colonoscopies or a prostate exam, but there's like a mood ring version of it? If you think about it, the mood ring version would be kind of more festive,
because they'll be like, let's see what you're feeling up today, Sunny. And then it happens, and they're like, it seems like you're a happy mood today. Okay, but it's just a health examination because you should be using your insurance for a doctor's examination, you see. Eric, no problem. Happy almost end of the year. And Young and John and Ray, Merry Christmas Part 1. What am I talking about? I'm talking about like the you have to make life more fun, right? And those two things, I imagine, are not very fun. But if you add a mood ring to it, oh, and then maybe like at the end, you know how after you finish the dentist, they let you go into the treasure box of wonders and you can pick something out? Maybe they could do that too. Maybe can they have like a discount voucher for your insurance? So they're like, all right, well, after that hot diggity dog, you get $50 discount, my lad. If I became a doctor, if I became a doctor, I think you would not have liked that. Oh, but I'd be a very cute doctor until the things accumulate and the people would not like that. Let's Phantom, thank you for the SC. I used to play doctor though. I used to play doctor. I told you already, actually. I used to play doctor with dead flies. Do you guys remember that? I had a plastic stethoscope, and there was a crowd of dead flies, three of them actually. I had mini tweezers, and I would pick them up every now and then, and I would put the plastic stethoscope on there, and then I'd be like, I don't feel a heartbeat. What do I do? Foo, thank you for the SC. Merry Christmas. No, I didn't give them mood rings. Wow, you guys sure remember some stuff. I wonder if there's anyone new here who does not know that story, though. Oh, thank you, Roberto. Thank you for the SC and creator as well. Merry Christmas. You know what I wanted to do? I think like my list of options that I was thinking of, but know that I would never be allowed to do at the time. I thought about being a teacher. And, you know, technically, I am vicariously living as a teacher, but, like, it's incorrect information. So, if you think about it, I'm living the best world where I can teach you, but I get to say, this might not be correct, by the way, and I would not get in trouble for it. Oh, no, who's here? Is it S-Team? Oh, okay, S-Team's okay. I did want to be a princess, too. I also thought about becoming, like, a funeral director. Kiribu, thank you for becoming a novel knight and Kuso Duan. Oh, I'm sorry about the spaces, but I'll let this one's about to be recorded, or it's, like, allowed to be recorded. So, I must behave. I am say-so. It sounds depressing. I thought it would be kind of like a wedding organizer. But it'd be more quiet, essentially. That's what, thank you for the SC. No, it's not like I'm teaching you lies. I'm just teaching you misinformation. That's two different things. So I thought about being a funeral director because I thought, like, you just organize things. I didn't really look that into it, okay? To be fair, I just thought, like, seems like a quiet job. I also thought about being I think it was a mortician, was it? Maybe. I'm not entirely sure. I think it was definitely more funeral director. I don't think I would have liked being a mortician because the smell of formaldehyde is pretty strong, actually. And then I thought about being a flower seller, but, you know, they probably... It's more of like a part-time job, the idea of it. Bit, thank you for becoming a bookworm. And Jamer, Merry Christmas. Oh, you like the cover? No. You're just being nice. But thank you. I'm glad your ears did not bleed. But now they're about to, with all the things I'm about to talk about. No, not a gardener. Like a flower girl. Just at a flower store. Like at the desk. Being like, what flowers do you want today, mister or miss?
So I consider being just Oh, I also debate on a botanist. That is true, but I hate chemistry. I hate organic chemistry. That would have been required, and I don't think it's very common. Again, happy 3 months. Merry Christmas and Cobus as well. I hope you're doing great. I used to study floriography. That's the study of just the names, actually. Each flower is supposed to have symbolism. I remember red spider lilies are like one of my favorites. I know it's like generic anime ones, but it's also like depressing. It's like, oh, never meant to be together. But I also just like hydrangeas because they're pretty. And I think for the longest time, I really like gladiolus because they look pretty. And I used to have a sketchbook. I'm not a good artist or anything. I just like drawing things. And I would draw what the flowers would look like, and I would paint it, and then I would put there some symbolic meaning next to it. So I put my favorite stuff there. I don't think I have the notebook here, though. I don't remember where all my notebooks are, unfortunately. No, it wasn't because of Kaneki. I just like red spider lilies. They're really pretty. I would love to see a whole field of them someday. Spoof, I'm glad you liked it. And black and white as well, and Izumo. Let's see. Let me translate that really quick. But I'm not the best singer, but I would like to sing more anyway. So I'm gonna subject you guys to it. I'm gonna subject you guys to it. I might sing like shit, but I'm gonna keep doing it anyway. I think that's important, actually. If you're not that good at something, but if you like doing it, you should keep doing it. Unless it's very detrimental to your health. Like drugs. They're also poisonous. Then I like it better. Dun, 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 dun. Sing more? Mm-mm. Well, I want to sing more anyway. I am the type to sing in the shower and all that stuff. Oh, I also like to sing in the car. Oh, thank you, Dora. Thank you so much. I'm glad you liked it. Singing actually sort of soothes my anxiety, I think. Especially, oh no, I shouldn't talk about it. Oh, but I no longer do it, so it's fine. Okay, I'll tell you in a bit. But I like to play music in the car and just sing. Of course, it helps to sing English songs. If I try to sing a Japanese song, unless I completely memorized it will take up too much of my brain processing power. So that is why I would prefer English songs, because it's more and built into my soul. Oh, you like the cover? Oh, thank you so much. I'm glad you liked it. Da da da. I can only do like a gentle voice, I think. I could try to do a deep voice, but I don't know. But you'll see it, I suppose. I can't do a very deep voice though. People used to ask me like, "Can I have the deepest voice you can do, Shiori?" And then I would try, but then I would gag. I would gag trying to go the deepest tone or pitch I can do. I'm not sure why. Maybe it's just because it's like forcing myself into a pitch I can't do. You've ever heard that before? Like people tell you like, "Hey, what's the lowest octave you can go?" Not that low. Nokatan, thank you. By the way, thank you so much for the music video. It's very nice to see. And Lancelot, thank you for the SC as well. You like my voice? I'm glad. I'm glad. My vocal range? My vocal range is actually very, very small. I'm actually an alto. I guess I talk sort of high pitch, but when it comes to singing, I'm an alto. I think at Advent, I think I'm the only alto. Risa is very varied though. But she has a very strong voice, but I do wonder, maybe she's like up there, yeah. Cause I always have to say I can't sing that high, guys. Another present. I wonder what that could be. But thank you so much. I like being here. Da 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 da. You like altos? I actually wanted to be a soprano though. Most Japanese songs they sound like a bunch of sopranos. Oh, hello, pirate. I'm glad you like the space. Yeah, this is kind of like a podcast if you think about it. Duos, thank you so much for the SC. Oh, thank you so much. Are you gonna loop it? Oh, you guys embarrass me. I'll try to have more confidence. Oh, you're working on a present? Oh, thank you, Sana-kun. She's a soprano? Oh. For singing advice, I think she. No, I kind of wondered. I think she gave me like a warm up,
There was a video we both like. It's like a warm-up thing, and there's this very jolly good rancher singing, and she's like super hyper, and she has like punching gloves, and if you sing wrong, she punches you in the face. That's an exaggeration, actually. But it is true, she does wear punching gloves, and she's like me 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 me, and it's like pretty cool because she's so pumped up. It's fun. Choco Mint Tea, Merry Christmas Part One, and Justice as well. I like how the novel Night is your profile picture. Oh, it's okay, you didn't miss much. I mean, if it makes you feel better, this is also a recorded space, so you don't miss on the cringe and the traumatizing lectures I have. I'm glad you like the cover, Choco Mint Tea. I have an idea for what I want for the second one, actually. There is actually a lot of things that I must prepare for the next year, but I think the next song that I would like to work on is I need to wait for perms. I need to wait on perms. Do do do. Oh, and then maybe that one too. Oh, that's such an old song. That's such an old song. I wonder if perms could work on that. There's a song that goes like do 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 do. I think it's called Abstract Nonsense, but I don't think my voice would suit it. But it's such a fun song. Spoof, thank you so much. Oh, good luck would work, by the way. A bottle of ranch, what ranch? It's I think usually Rin sings it, Rin Kagamine, but like it's emo Rin. I don't know what emo Rin would be. Rin emo Rine. So abstract nonsense, I would like to sing it. Da 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 na 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 da ba da ba bum ba da don don do 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 do. How about singing my style? My style is like a gentle song though. I do want to try other things though. Da 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 da. Do 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 do. Darkwood Circus. So the thing is, that one's a very old song. I wouldn't mind singing it. I think it might be high pitched though. I'll have to check the pitch I'm allowed to sing. But I fear that if the song's too old, it might be hard to find the contact for it. Oh, Blake, thank you so much for the SC. Let's see. It was amazing. Oh, thank you, thank you. I'm glad you liked it. And Kusal, thank you so much. And Gabriel and Moss, Merry Christmas Part One, by the way. Part two in a few hours. Or close enough. Close enough to a few hours. A rock song? I'm not familiar with that database. But it depends. If I like it a lot, I could do it. I'm trying to find more recent songs. So I found a playlist of Vocaloid songs for 2023. Pizza, thank you so much. And Novelite. Oh, it's the arch nemesis Novelite. But it's okay. You can be on the Christmas tree. A Fear Garden? Don't do. Don't do. Do 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 don't do don't do don't do do don't do do do. I'll think about it. I'll think about it. I need to what I want to do is like I'll download the song first. Try to pitch it down a little to what I can sing, and then we'll go from there. Am I ready for the next day? You know what's weird? Lately I've been sleeping early, but also lately I've been getting headaches almost every day. Today's not so bad though. Maybe it's because I didn't have to be as strained or something. But for the past 3 days, I end up getting a headache. I'm trying to think of what could have caused it. I had to go outside. Maybe that's it. Maybe it's the outside air or something. Perhaps that is the thing. Da-da-da. From Haruhi. Oh, I never watched Haruhi. I only know about the Endless Eight. I'm not really ready to watch 10 Endless Eights. Is it Endless Eight? Or was it the Endless Loop? I don't remember. Loop Eight. That's a badass song, Rubber Toe. I really like that song. Do 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 do. How easy are the perms? The more recent they are, the easier it's probably to get. The older songs, it depends on if they're still active, is my assumption anyway. Raven Knight, Merry Christmas Part One. Oh, happy birthday to you! I hope you have a wonderful birthday. I also have a friend. Her birthday is also today. Oh crap, I need to buy her gift. I told her to update her wish list. I actually have there's 3 birthdays for this month. They're all long distance friends. They're all online friends. They're the best kind. Let me see. Let me log into my thing. Da 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 da. Okay. I think I'm gonna get her a horror game. Which is funny because she doesn't deal well with horror game. She's also the one who does the never mind. Well, I guess it's not a secret. It's not really a secret. But she does the art. The art for the emotes. Ron, thank you for the SC and hi as well. Merry Christmas! Wow, there's so many birthdays! Oh, thank you, Ron. Oh, you're too kind. You're too kind. Okay. Yeah, she's probably gonna like a horror game. Which is kind of weird because she's not good with it. Has she played DDLC? I don't think she would like that. No, she tried. I don't know. It's kind of weird. So the thing with her is that she'll want to stream it. She wants to be like a mini streamer. She thought about being a VTuber, actually. That'd be very cute. But she needs to finish her schooling first. Let's see. Online. Oh, Humi Humi. Merry Christmas. I'm glad that you guys are keeping me company. Thank you. It's nice to be able to just talk out of my ass. Like a colonoscopy. Friends list. Let me go look for her. She doesn't really play a lot of games. She used to just play a bunch of gachas. I don't think she would be able to relate to my taste in Otome games. Well, what is it? What did I do? Okay, she added one game. Gosh darn it! Why you do this? Okay, purchase gift. Then happy birthday, motherfucker! Purchase gift. Purchase gift. I'm pressing purchase gift multiple times. Why are you not purchasing his gift? AOB. Oh, there it is. Okay, working now. Okay, there you go. Happy birthday. Oh, sorry. I don't know why I said that. AOB, thank you. Have a good drive home. And Ron, thank you for becoming a novel knight. Is it not safe for work? I don't know. Why is it not safe for work? Oh, I guess, I mean, like, talking about the mood ring stuff is not exactly safe for work. I don't know. I think it's pretty safe. It's not, like, seductive. Merry Christmas, noise. Let's see. Azari? Oh, I don't know if I'd be able to sing that well. I'll listen to it, and I'll see if my voice could suit it. I think I have to go for very whispery songs. Okay. Merry Christmas. Happy B-Day. I need to type in capitals. And I hope you grow up to be super duper happy. Looking forward for more years to come, and then two things left, and your signature. I'll just put Big Sis. There you go. Let me in. Merry Christmas, Part One. I don't have a headache today, surprisingly. I'm actually very, very happy about that. I just hope it stays that way. I'm not sure what the causes are. Probably death, but... No, you guys are just too nice. You're just super nice. You're like I didn't lose my hearing, so I guess this is good enough. Okay, I need to look for my thingy. Look at that. Shifting on the bed. What total scum. She already is such scum. Da-da-da. Da 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 da. Huh? What did I say? What did I say? Something about scum? You know, I was thinking about like Kirby. Isn't Kirby technically a baby? Is Kirby a baby? But Meta Knight is also a Kirby. But see, Meta Knight feels like he's aged. It's like he's seen some shit. You bet shifter. you know, I should watch the Kirby thing again. Didn't he? Oh no, I shouldn't say that. I'm pretty sure it beats up people who do justice though. I shouldn't say the specific thing. I think Kirby had a gun at one point. Can someone confirm or deny that?
Did someone confirm that Kirby, did he have or did he not have such a weapon? He doesn't even need a weapon. His weapon is literally just sucking on everything. That's a very funny weapon, though. Oh, you know what I hate? Okay, in this entire world, one of the few things I probably hate is captchas. As I had to... So, since I updated my phone and whatnot, I had to get the Steam thing again, right? And then they're like, okay, well, we need your Steam Guard. It was like, oh my god, okay, I'll do it. But then it was like, should I call the fire hydrants? And it takes 10 seconds for the next fucking fire hydrant just to show up. It's like, please, just show me the fire hydrant so I can get out of here. So I can do my Steam Guard stuff. And then they're like, okay, that wasn't exactly a fire hydrant. Now, why did you select a bicycle? Okay, now this bicycle is sort of 0.5 in the middle of this. Does that count as a bicycle or does it stop counting as a bicycle? Please tell me. And they're like, you know what? I don't think that counts. I want you to try this again. Why don't you select all the motorcycles? Okay, I did that. Oh, no, that person, they're not a motorcycle. It's like, please, stop it. I just want mercy. I just want sweet, sweet mercy. Please. What wrong have I ever done to you? What did I ever do to fire hydrants and motorcycles? Aaron, thank you for the gift, and Shiro as well. Sorry, I got really into my rant about captures there. Let me catch up really quick. Pickle Man, thank you. Yume, Merry Christmas. Quillpen, oh, it traumatized you. You should try to read the thing that was based on. Because I think that one has a lot more. That one probably has, like, R18 things from what I heard. I never played it. I know Huamoku probably did, though. Shiro, thank you. Aaron, thank you for the gifts. And Scribbleson, Merry Christmas Part 1. And Raven, too. Is the Microsoft captcha of rotating an image? Oh! Wait, when do they do that? Is it for the emails? The 5-second ones. How many cheeses? I don't remember that. I do not remember that. I'm only aware of fire hydrants. It's literally... Actually, you know what? I bet, like, that calms Huamoku down. They'll be like a bow bow, fire hydrant. Oh, so calming. And then it becomes like a calm, peaceful, sort of Sudoku-style puzzle for them. If they're doing the captcha stuff. But then they see the motorcycle and they're like, That triggers me. I must chase the people on this motorcycle. That's what I like to think anyway. My favorite one is just the puzzles. You're like, okay, put this puzzle in the middle of this. I think that's a Genshin one. That's probably like in other things too, to be honest. A captcha can't stop a bot? Really? What's the point of a captcha then? Is it just to make me feel bad about not knowing what the fuck a fire hydrant is? It's like, this is fire hydrant square? That one's more like a 0.1, but I think it counts. Oh, the Christmas stories are done. I'll look into it. Thank you so much, by the way. I've been trying to keep up with stuff. I appreciate... you guys are, like, super, super sweet. Oh, what's that? Is that the Scream of the Damned? Oh, I think that's the air condition. It tracks bots? Is that how it is? AI training? On what the fuck a fire hydrant looks like? So they know where to piss? Oh, that's some confusing stuff. Oh, you know, I was looking into like AI stuff, like what's it called? I know I'm not nude on Sama, but Vidal stuff? Is it Vidal or Videl? I'm not entirely sure. But there's like a live 2D functionality on it. It's super complicated stuff. People who can do that thing, like, darn, you guys are so smart. I was thinking it'd be kinda cool if someone went like that. Well, I guess it'd be kinda difficult too. I shouldn't mention that. There was someone who did one of the others, is all I'm gonna say. And I think this one had the live 2D functionality. But I was like, wow, this person's not so. They're potty trained, unlike my cat. No, I'm talking about like complete AI. I think they have like a text-to-speech. It's kind of like, I think it's called Gatebox. Oh, it's Vidal. I'm so sorry, Vidal. You're not like, Vidal. Jenkins, thank you for the SC. Oh, I hope I spoiled you guys enough. I know it might not be enough for some of you, but I hope... I tried my best. They trained AI voices based on his roleplay voices. Oh, that's pretty cool. Pepper's the best cat. It's pretty amazing what people can do, though. It's just like compared to the past, Link, in the past. I think Gatebox stopped updating, though. So, for those who don't know, Gatebox is kind of like a hologram. And it is also like your Siri. So you'll be like a Gatebox, but there's like there's specific girls in there. Very specific girls. And you're like a Gatebox. Will you turn on my light? And they're like, okay. I think it's a Hatsune Miku one. But the person who married a version of Hatsune Miku, he said that Gatebox stopped updating and the software is no longer working, I think. So he has to hire a developer. Oh, let me link it for you, S-Team. It's this one. I've been using this one. Oh, shit. Sorry, that's my studio one. Wrong one. Hold up. It is... Could have sent you there. This is chat. This is chat. The Hatsune Miku guy. He's trying to hire a developer. I'm not entirely sure if he managed. There's no update, you know? It's not like he has a blog, maybe. Oh, I remember there's also this one dude. He married the Love Plus girl, and she was on a DS. So, and for the Hatsune Miku guy, he usually carries like a life-size doll version of Miku, I think. There's an interview on there. I actually think it's very nice, you know? Comfort characters are just comfort characters. Nothing wrong with it. Yeah, you should look into it. Let me find the title of it. Let's see. Hatsune Miku Husband. There you go, yeah. He's like the first result. When did he get married, actually? I'm trying to find it. I cannot find it. I wonder if there's an update on him. Did he ever get the developer? I hope so. Oh, hey, it's been 4 years. Okay, hold up. Let me look at the news. Let me try not to play copyrighted songs, too. Da 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 da. Okay, here you go. So it's been 4 years, and they call it fictosexuality. The wedding ceremony was about... Oh, it was in 2018. Oh, that's nice. It was a $15,000 wedding ceremony. Holy crap, weddings are expensive. Wow. And let's see, any updates? He has a bunch of merch of her. Oh, he has a really big doll of her. Whoa, that's cool. Hold up. Oh, I wish I could send this to you guys. Whoa! Can I? No, I probably can't. Whoa, she's life-size. How did he get her to be life-size, actually? It looks like those, the intimate dolls, perhaps? But the face is anime? I don't know how to term it, guys. kind of like that? Like, I don't know, actually, No, I shouldn't ask that. I was wondering if they commit to the Christmas spirit. I was just wondering. It's a real life-size doll, yeah. Zippo, thank you for the SC. I will do my best. And Phil, Merry Christmas too. It's a very big doll, yeah. It must be a custom-made doll, right? Let's see. They're approaching 5 years of marriage. Oh, that's nice. Well, that's interesting. I don't see anything else, though. Da-da-da-da. Hey, if it makes it feel better, or I don't know why it would or would not. The AI problem started being a thing only like 4 years later. That's a pretty decent time. I'm sure he'll manage. Yeah. Oh, there was someone who married his fate, Testa Rasa. What's that? That must be a character. They married a Dakimakura. Oh, that's nice. Well, that's good for you. Hold up, who is this character? Fate? Oh, I see. I guess it's from Magical Lyrical Nanoha. I never watched that, so I'm not familiar with it.
Let's see. Roberto, thank you for the SC. And Miko B, my voice matches it? I hope so. I'm trying to think of if there's been anything recent happening. I don't know, but like, I think I already told you guys, so I didn't really think I was ditzy until like all of you guys seemed concerned for me, essentially. And then even my AI seemed horrified, to be honest. But then I asked my friend, like, have I always been like this? And I was like, oh yeah, yeah. It's like, huh. Oh no, am I dense protagonist? Because if I think about it, it probably took me 19, 20, 21, 22. Oh no, it took me 5 years to realize I was ditzy, I think. Oh no, 5 years. Is it 5 years? That's when I started like being like an archiver. How's it been? Am I ditzy? I mean, sorry, am I dense? Oh. Oh, hi, Hen Mama. Hen Mama, isn't it like Christmas there? You should be with your family and stuff, you know? Go do things that doesn't need to manage stuff. It's okay. I'll behave. Or, I mean, like, I'll try. It's almost 6 years? What? Wow. What? It's been 6 years? What? That's impossible. Dang. I'm a cute goofball. Well, what did I do? Hey, I'm just looking out for S team. I'm not ditzy. I actually am sheltered. Oh, man. Oh, man. I have so many stories, but I don't think I can tell them. Because then you'll be, like, too concerned or something. I'm super sheltered. Super duper. I do not understand humans. Merry Christmas, Hemama. You go have fun with your family. I can't dodge it. But no, I'm a success, though. Like, think about it. I'm not dead. So that's... I mean, like... I haven't, like, kaputted through my own mishaps. So that's a success, I think. It was medium rare. It wasn't raw, okay? To be fair, that patty was thick, okay? It was not my fault it was thick. Maybe the cow should have lost weight. Asagawa-san, arigatou gozaimasu. Demo watashi no nihongo wa hetta desu. Motto benkyou shinakereba narimasen. That's one way to look at it. A girl wonder. Yeah, I'm full of wonder and curiosity. I don't know. Actually, I'm pretty lucky in my life if I think about it. Because I could have just not be in this side of the world of things. And I could have just been forced to be like a doctor as life had intended and so on. But it didn't happen, so. And I have like really good friends. Well, there were some years where things like really hurt though. But I have some really good friends who care about me and stuff. So I think they made things a little bit more sane, which is nice. It's interesting. Some years are really rough. And then sometimes you don't even realize they're rough until you're out there. And it's been like, oh fuck, I'm dense. Until it's been like enough time. And then you reflect on things. It's like, wow, that looks pretty painful, essentially. But that's what character arcs are for. And I think it's kind of important to have some remnant of a video or something like that. Or a story, or a piece of music. And then you remember, like, oh yeah, I remember that era. It was the land before time. For example, I always associate Lost Ones Weeping with my puppy, who is gone and all that stuff. And then there was a stage in my life where all I did was just try to make a game. It's like, ah, I just want to make a world about anime, boys. Boonster, thank you for the SC. Thank you. I'm glad you guys are here, too. I'm very proud of you guys for doing your best every day. And if you can't do your best, that's okay, because life is pretty long. As long as you're still living, I think that's you doing your best. Scraggy! Oh, that song? I don't know about that. I feel like maybe I'll leave that job, too. to Bibu or Mariah Carey.
Flip, thank you for becoming a bookworm. Oh, you like banana? Oh man, speaking of bananas, I hope my mom likes my gift for her. I bought her, so her favorite mascot character are the Minions from that long-nosed Igor-looking dude. Gru? Is it Gru? I don't remember. Oh no, it's Despicable Me, sorry. Who's Gru? But then I asked her, like, do you still like those mascots? And she's like, you're okay. It's like, okay, I hope you like your presents, when I told her. I'm sure she'll accept that. She has to accept it. Notorious, thank you for becoming a bookworm. Gabriel, thank you, thank you. Hey, Mama has the biggest fan. That boy, thank you for the SC. Merry Christmas. And Lancelot, thank you so much. And Eric and Bulbasaur. Gru's the guy in the movie. I don't remember watching Despicable Me. I don't think I ever did. It was too despicable. All I remember is that the girl from iCarly starred in it. You know what pisses me off? I wish she ended up with someone else. I wanted Sam and Freddy to hook up. Oh, Gru is the minion guy. Oh, okay. Who's big boy? Big nose boy. Igor. Or is that the Persona dude? I don't remember. The hold up, don't tell me. It's not Igor. It can't be Igor. Okay, who's Big Nose Boy then? Gibby is cool, okay? Gibby is funny. Gibby is like intrusive thoughts, I feel. Igor's from Persona? Aw, frick. Who's the dude from Despicable Me? Is it Gru then? I thought Gru was one of the minions. Oh, it is Gru. Okay. Close enough. I was close. They both have big noses. Yeah, I like Freddy and Sam. Unfortunately, it was not a thing. To be fair, I think it's simply because, well, one, it was probably the fan favorite ship at the time. And number two, Sam doesn't want to come back to acting. She didn't like it. Which is fair. You had the biggest crush on Sam. Gibby's exactly how you acted in middle school. Oh, what happened to the other dude? Evil Knievel? The smart guy who's like, you will rue this day. I forgot his name. But he was pretty funny. Did they make him nice? They bought like a remaster version of iCarly. I think it's like a movie though. They have well-defined noses. Oh. Minions have normal names? I think one's Kevin, right? Kevin, Bob, and Steve, maybe. Oh, it's Neville. I see. Oh, it was a romance drama. What did I like at the time? I don't remember too much, to be honest. I was mostly a cartoon gal. I am essentially just a child in the body of a Ken Kaneki female version. Oh, all I know is that Freddy, his actual actor, he got married, and Sam and Carly attended the wedding, which is pretty neat. So I was like, oh, that's nice. They should have ended up together. Oh, Sam and Carly. Oh, okay. That's fine too. I know they tried to make Sam and Kat, but the actresses did not get along. Five Nights at Freddy's. Oh, wasn't the movie released? Wasn't there a series? Yeah, they didn't get along, Bulbasaur. Sam disliked acting more because of other things too, from what I remember. What about Gibby? I don't know what happened to Gibby, but Gibby was best boy. Gibby is good boy. What other shows were there? I remember there was a... I don't remember the era too well. The movie came out? Oh! The movie for fun. Oh, wait, people didn't like it. I thought it was a comedy. Was it not that good? Brian, thank you for becoming a bookworm. I hope you have a wonderful Christmas as well. Thank you, Bulbasaur and Eric. And just in case I missed it because I'm a ditz, that boy in Lancelot as well. I thought they had Nicolas Cage for Five Nights at Freddy's. Did they not have the cage? Did he not go and Nicholas it up and say, like, this is the July 4th Independence Day?
They did not have Nicolas Cage for Five Nights at Freddy? I thought they did. Nacho, thank you for becoming a bookworm. Hello, happy... sorry, I don't know why I almost said happy birthday. Merry Christmas. That was a different movie. Shaggy is in Five Nights at Freddy. He was in Five Nights at Freddy. Wait, are there two Five Nights at Freddy's? There's a parody for it. Okay, I want to watch that one. Oh, I need to watch it. He's in Willy's Wonderland? That sounds pretty wrong.
I want to stay away from anything from Willy, honestly.
It's the guy from Ned's Survival Diary. Wait, he was in Five Nights at Freddy. The main dude. What's his name? Ned? It was a different film. Apparently done as some decent... Oh, wait, Willy's Wonderland is the parody. Oh, okay. I thought that was like another chocolate factory sort of thing. Like Willy Wonka's Chocolate Factory. But this is Willy's Wonderland, where everything is all white. The movie had no dialogue? What kind of movie is that? I guess that would be like The Human Centipede, movie number 2. Huh. His stunt double? Oh, that's so sad. That's so sad. Dark Light Chaos, thank you for becoming a bookworm. Aw, and Andrew, thank you as well. And Scraggy, poor rib cages and all that stuff. What a shame. Da-da-da. Man, it's so weird having limited screens. Is anyone here a laptop user? Are you like, it's like your stand, you know? Your JoJo stand. I saw that, I think, Bai Senpai, she started watching JoJo lately. I don't know which one she's on, though. She's probably starting from the top, right? The first season was okay. Second season, I liked it. Third season, I liked it a lot. I think I stopped at the fourth season. I didn't even start it, really. You use laptop, yes? Oh, you love your laptop? That's okay. I just don't like it. Well, maybe it's just this one's weak. It's supposed to be good for streaming, though. But I think maybe it's just the internet, actually. Because I was having dropped frames. So I think dropped frames is the issue. I'm not entirely sure. Then again, OBS was freezing. So who knows? Maybe it's the body. Nightwolf, thank you for the gifts as well. You pronounce your name that way? For which one? Sorry. Chat went by. Broom! Ramis, Merry Christmas! I'm glad that you liked the cover. At least I think you did. Laptops are good if you're on the go, yeah? You're listening on the phone and you have your PC for chat. Oh, I hope you have a good time drawing stuff. Jammy Hair, thank you for the SC. Merry Christmas. Oh, well, thank you so much for watching me and I hope you all make more memories next year. OBS sometimes fucks up is usually fine. Oh, I see.
I know, I miss my desktop. Those stream monitors, guys. Three monitors, and then there was a piano next to it, and then I had my my comfort character nearby.
Alexa graphics card? I don't know. People said that my laptop's pretty decent. Do 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 do. I should have brought my kalimba. I used to have a wooden kalimba, but I used it so much that the wood parts started breaking.
What is having three monitors like? Oh, it is like heaven. Imagine Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory, but like, it's a free entry. And you can go into that chocolate factory anytime. And then you eat the chocolate without ever getting fat. Like that.
Boonster, Merry Christmas, part one. I hope you have a wonderful time today. Oh, you're proud of me? Thank you, thank you. Columbus are cute, yeah. Oh, I wish I could have pulled out my piano here, but it is somewhere. It's too deep into the closet. I would literally have to go inside and enter Narnia just to reach out and get it. And in Narnia, I'll probably get a headache within like 5 seconds with how cold it is.
Let's see. Oh, you could connect your thing to a TV. Oh.
What orientation are my monitors? Oh, no, it's just like default. One in the middle, one to the left and right. It is very nice, yeah. But the reason I had so many monitors before is it was actually very useful for schoolwork, now that I think about it. But it was mostly video editing at the time. And nowadays, I'm just spoiled. I've been spoiled and I can't go back. I can't go back. Can't go back to laptops. Can't go back. You mellowed out with PC? Mm-mm. Elgato's a digital piano brand? What? Is it? I've never heard of it. Squirtle, Merry Christmas! Ho, 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 Merry Christmas! Playing games feels like... Oh, I don't think so. Well, the thing is, I actually don't even play games that often. I only play it when I stream. Luminous, thank you for DSC. Let's see. Hold on. Let me look in that. Well, I hope Santa delivered pretty well, at least, even if you did not want it. With a Bluetooth headset. Oh, I already talked about that, so I don't need to loop into that. Da 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 ba da ba bum. Oh, my mama, she called her cousin, and then I got to see this person. She's kind of like a second mother, even though I didn't really stay around her for too long, because, you know, I moved. But she called her cousin, and it's interesting seeing people age. When I was younger, I'll call her my aunt, just to make it easier. My aunt's parents, they were, like, not graying. Their hair wasn't graying. They looked okay, you know? And even in my memory, they still look young, because I don't see them often. And now their hair is graying. It's a lot harder to move around. I'm actually surprised they're still even around, to be honest. But it's also kind of sad, Chief, because you don't really get that much time. When I was at the reunion stuff, right, one of the dinners, there was one of the extended family's mother and or grandmother. I wasn't really sure what she was. She was very kind. She was hard of hearing, though, but she kept talking to me. And I was, like, very meek and quiet. She was like, so what do you do? And obviously, I'm not going to tell her, like, I'm a VTuber. You know, she's not going to know what the fuck that is. So I said, oh, I do video editing. You know, seems simple. It sounds like it's not too complicated. Video editing. Okay. And she said, like, you seem like you really like your job. And then I instinctively smiled and said, yeah, I love my thing. I wasn't gonna tell everyone, like, oh, I'm an anime girl. No one would understand. It's also, I would only tell, like, the people that my dad is more close to. So that's really just my aunt's side and my cousin. I'm not gonna tell the rest of the extended family of things. I'm glad they didn't ask, like, what company do you work for? I don't want to say, like, Netflix. I don't want to say it was Netflix. Pickle Man. Thank you for the SC. I guess I do like being spoiled, but I don't want to admit it. Do I wish they knew? No. I think it's best that you keep things as separate as possible. Maximum safety that way, really. Less questions, less hassle. You never know. I honestly kind of do fear talking aloud still. Like, during the family reunion, it's literally fucking impossible. There's just no privacy. But right now, it's just me and my parents, but I still fear it because I know my parents, like, even if I warn them, they might go, like, Shiori! Here's your credit card number! Do they also want to know where we live? I do not trust them. I just don't trust them. It's because my parents are the type to call out for my name every, like, 5 minutes if they need something, and then I have to instantly panic and piss myself immediately there. And then I'll be honest, it happened so often when I was growing up that I actually get, like, echoes, like a voice echo. Does that make sense? Like a ghost echo. They're not actually calling my name, but I am so, my sensitivity is so high up, it is spiked up, that I can hear the whispers. I am predicting when they're about to call me, just to get them water or turn off the lights and all that stuff. It'll be thank you for the SC and adult juice. What's that? Oh, like alcohol? Well, make sure you drink the adult juice safely. But yeah, I have ghost whispers. The ghost whisperer. Arthur, Merry Christmas. Yeah, like a phantom call, essentially. I have it. I can hear like the most minute of things, like a phantom limb, yeah, except it's all auditory, like an auditory hallucination. No, it's not necessarily paranoia. Well, it could be paranoia, but no, it is just that frequent. You hear them even when you wear headphones. Oh, I see the voice in your head. Oh, it's nice doing Twitter spaces, though, because I'm just here on my bed, you know? It is like a sleepover. Oh, Jeremy, thank you for the SC. Thank you so much. Oh, you know, you hate when I call a name? Oh. Actually, now that I think about it, that's actually similar, too. So, when my parents call for me, they don't tell me immediately what they want, right? They'll just say, Shiori. And then I'll be like, I'll be right there. I'll be there soon. And then I have to go from my room to their room. They tell me what they want. I go downstairs, do what they want, come back upstairs, close the door, repeat. It is pretty chill. Yeah. The beeping never stops. Oh. Yeah, you guys are in my bed. Yeah. There's like three boxes in front of me. I wish I could. Oh, I need to find my raincoat. I have this yellow raincoat that I really like. It's kind of like the little nightmares raincoat. And so I'm very particular with my raincoats. I as silly as that sounds, my parents tried getting me a raincoat, but it was so thin, it didn't feel comfy. But then I found the perfect one, the perfect yellow one, and it's also kind of like that it raincoat, I guess. But like, when it rains, I don't feel the coldness sticking to my skin. So it's like, wow, this is the best. I need to go find that raincoat. I also don't believe in umbrellas. I thought they're cute. One of my desires is kind of silly, but I thought it was kind of romantic if you have a nice umbrella and then you share it with someone, right? Okay, but umbrellas fucking suck. Because then you gotta lug it around. Actually, speaking of umbrellas, I remember when I was in class, it started thunderstorming, right? It started storming really hard, and I had those clear umbrellas. Because I thought, like, okay, I can see through things. And it's kind of very, like a dome shape. It's a very dome-shaped umbrella. It's not very good against wind. However, I was walking, and the streets, not really streets, no, the walkways, the sidewalks, they were pretty empty. I think I was about to head home, essentially. But I parked, like, all the way across campus. And there's this random girl. Didn't know her, but I don't think she had protection from the rain. So I didn't know who this was, but I just silently put my umbrella atop of her. And I just, like, walked until we had to separate. We didn't stay together for too long. But she was, like, genuinely surprised. Like, oh, thank you. I was like, oh, no problem. And then I had to go because she had to go somewhere else. I was like, okay, well, see ya. That was a memory that stuck to me. It's very minute. Nothing important happened. Just random stranger. I shared the umbrella for, like, 5 seconds or something. And then that was it. It's not really risking, though. It's just being nice. Have I ever been pulled by an umbrella? Pulled? Like I'm driving and then an umbrella and a car shows up and like, hey, miss, I see you've been speeding. And I'm like, no, Mr. Umbrella, I've done nothing. And they're like, oh, well, I need to see if you're drunk, miss. I'm like, okay, Mr. Umbrella, let me get out the car. And then they're like, oh, yeah, you get out that car, you dirty speeder. No, I don't think I've ever been stopped by an umbrella. I don't think so. I think that'd be concerning if they became sentient. Even pushed by the wind. Oh, actually, I'm super, is the term sensitive? I'm very weak, actually, against the wind. There's been cases where it's very windy, but, like, people are fine. But maybe it's because I have low resistance. I don't know. I don't really know. Maybe I just don't fight hard enough. But I feel like it could move me if I just let it. You have a gold card? Oh. strong winds while holding an umbrella. Oh, like that. Am I a lightweight? I wouldn't think so. I think I'm just small. I don't think so personally. I think it's just that I'm tiny. Perhaps it is that. I'm like, 164 centimeters?
Hold up, where's the official lore?
Where's the official lore, guys? How tall am I? Oh, crap, I think I just pulled something. Ah, my back. I think I'm 164 centimeters, right? Centimeters. 160? Wait, no, that's in Reddit. Are you sure? Who can confirm this? How tall is me? 163. Age, I don't know. Oh, hey, I was the one who wanted that, right? Oh, hey, I have a Wikipedia. Oh, it's a Hollow Life fan wiki. Oh, cool. Oh, that's so badass. That's badass apple. Do, 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 do. I was close. I thought it was 164. 163? Oh, okay. Okay, but if you think about it, each year, theoretically, everyone shrinks. I'm pocket-sized? Oh, hold on. I want to check this fan wiki. Let's see. Shiorin Novella here at your service. Farewell. Do I even have a farewell? I think it's just Shiorin again. Oh, there's even trivia. I enjoy taking photos of things that may not be alive, like insects. That is correct. I suffer from insomnia and headaches. It is not resolved by exercise or medication. Yes, that is also correct. I don't know. I feel like insomnia... No, I think insomnia is mostly, like, bad habit. Yeah, hey! Can anyone edit this? Like, Vicky, I just think it's interesting. Ryan, happy holidays! And thank you for the gift. That's very sweet of you. What else? There's some music and a BGM. Oh, that's cool. That's neato. Oh, you even have the hashtags. Oh, but you can add Shiorin tunes. Oh, you even have the fanfiction. Wow. Oh, but there's nothing on my personality. Well, you guys are free to edit that if they allow it. I don't even know what you even... What would you put on my personality? She's a piece of shit. I hate her. Would that be what you put? You're like, this girl again. All she talks about is, fan fiction, self-inserts, and Brando, thank you for the gifts. And Yoshi, Merry Christmas. Thank you, thank you. My opening music? Yeah, yes. Do-do-do. 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 Do-do-do-do. Do-do-do. Oh, Merry Christmas, Bunker. Astancio, thank you for the gift. Nice to see you. Silent Night, I'm glad you liked it. Merry Christmas Part 1, too. It's funny how... So I'm completely clueless on most, like, cultural things, right? And I was like, is Christmas a Part 1 or a Part 2? I don't know, but Merry Christmas Part 1. And you guys are like, hey, I'll follow that. That saying, I'm gonna copy it. It's very cute. Silent Night, thank you for the SC. Crimson, thank you for the gifts, and Deus, oh wait, is it actually Christmas now? Oh, wait, technically it is. Sunny, thank you for the gifts, and Sonicon, oh, there's a TV tropes. Is it accurate? I wonder what TV tropes I have. Bunker, thank you for the gifts as well. There's a secret part 3. Let me look for the TV tropes. TV tropes, Shiori novella. Alright, let's see. Oh, I bet there's one on cannibalism. I'm just gonna assume. Alright. Oh, wow, they have a picture and everything. Affiliation Kirin Ko. That bleached the right side of her hair. Oh, that's funny. Dub Shiorin. Ambiguously human. Yeah, I don't even know what the fuck I am. Oh, that's so cool to have a TV trope. That's amazing. Yeah, here, let me read it, actually. Oh, you can request an edit? Oh, that's up to you, shirtless one. That's up to you. Animal motifs. Subtle cat theme going on. Cows.
The joke would be kept alive by both Huomoko and Shiori, with Huomoko even desiring to milk Shiori. What? Is that accurate? Oh, crap. My lion's pants are falling off. You know, I'm just going to take off the pants at this point. It's always falling off.
Ascended fangirl. The badass bookworm.
Let's see. I can use my books as weapons. I'm a paper cut people to death. I like the ascended fangirl. That's funny.
Let's see. Brotherhood of Funny Hats.
Oh, okay. Okay, I see. Wow. Wow, you guys really listen to my stories. I do remember kissing that vending machine. I faked it, actually. I faked it. Let's see. A vast amount of knowledge with literature, piano, photography, and things. Easily distracted, goes on tangents over tangents, and my tangents connect to other tangents.
My golden eyes are depicted as luminous. Oh, that's so cool.
Oh, okay. For those who don't know, so I had to join a a club because my parents wanted me to. And there was a hazing that went on in one of the years. Essentially, they made me... Well, I faked it. They tried to make me kiss a vending machine while I was blindfolded. And then at some point, even some of the adults had to get this for some reason. I don't know why they thought it was a good idea. But they took a bunch of food from the cafeteria. And, you know, I wonder if they even bothered to clean it up. But they took the food and then they made the initiates roll around it. And then they made me dance. And that was essentially it. So, used up food, had to roll around that, and kiss the vending machine. So, it's kind of weird. I don't know why. Anyway, after that hazing ritual, though, I never came back. But not because I told my parents what happened. It's just like there was no time to drive me there. So, it was a different reason why I ended up having to stop it. My character catchphrase. Oh my good God. Is it really? Or could it? I thought it was like... Actually, it is good God. Oh, good God. God is good.
It says, my train of thoughts are absolutely bonkers. Even Callie shares the same sentiment when she does so. Oh, wait, like I'm bonkers? To be fair, I think Callie thought, like, when I mentioned Frogholm Syndrome, I think Callie thought loot stuff at first, but I didn't connect that. I think that's why she was freaked out. I said, it's okay, Cal. It's okay, Mori. It's just Frogholm Syndrome. I think she went on beyond Kermit or something. She thought maybe I was committing the deed and I was okay with it. I don't know. I don't know what she thought. I don't really want to ask.
Can you clarify? What did you think when I mentioned Frogholm Syndrome?
I scared her. I didn't know why. It's like, it's just Frogholm Syndrome. I didn't think of anything bad. Oh, you guys were thinking bad stuff? Hey, I think that speaks more about you than me then. Eric, thank you for the SC. I was just thinking, it's like, hey, that battle was pretty badass. Let's see. Derailed train of thoughts. Yes. And cannibalism, yes. Drives like crazy. Okay. Oh, no, I shouldn't mention it. Okay, but I stopped doing this. Okay, it's fine. So when I was first learning to drive, right? No, I shouldn't. Okay, I have to keep awake by having the AC aimed towards my... I'm a very sleepy lady, okay? It's okay, nothing happened. I've never had a car crash, ever. But for me to stay awake, I need number one, I need music. And number two, I need cold air blasting at my hand. And, no, I shouldn't mention it, but let's just say I'm a very sleepy lady. A very sleepy lady. That's all I'll say. However, nothing. No, it's okay. You can listen to me story. No. I didn't fall asleep on the wheel, but I technically gave
I naps. But this was only when I was alone, okay? When I'm the only one in the road, a very specific part of the road, I would, like, just close an eye for a few seconds, you know? But only when I'm alone. So it's okay. It's okay. Nothing ever happened. Nothing. If something happened, it would only be me affected, you know? So it was okay. It was my ghost sleep, I guess so. Bunker, thank you for the gifts, Winkle. And Eric, thank you for the SC. Nehuka, Merry Christmas and Spoof. No, I don't drive highways. I avoid highways. I don't like highways. They make me nervous. How am I still alive? I don't know, actually. I'm not entirely sure why or how. But it's pretty amazing considering that I air fried styrofoam. Apparently, I could have accidentally made chlorine gas. And what was it? I don't think it was, like, the right ratio. But I had the chemicals, you know. I certainly had the chemicals. But it was over with, you know. It's in the past, guys. It's okay. Let's see. I have extreme close-up. I have a tendency when I am excited to get right up to your face. I'm an extreme omnivore. Clinging hand, rolling, preparing your shipper only up. I have a face of a thug. Am I? This cute face? Are you sure? Maybe I have high luck if you really think about it. I must have high luck, right? Let's see. A genius ditz. Oh, this must be recent. Because they added this one. There was a lengthy segment where she keeps confusing famous people. Wow, this must be recent. Hey, whoever edits the TV tropes, thank you so much, by the way. You must actually watch me. gosh dang it to heck. I occasionally drop hard swears on occasion. And I can't... I have unsay-so terminology. And there's a quote here, the something kissed, but like it's like anal but without the L, and then you replace the L with an R. What? Oh, I see. I'm a lethal chef. That's what's that new game coming out? It's already out. Lethal Company. Okay, but I'm a lethal chef. that's what the quote said. Oh, I hope that they add. I don't think this will happen, but it would be interesting if they added the one about the mood ring with the colonoscopy / prostate exam. You know, to make the sessions more fun, to make your doctor visits a lot more memorable. A code bad, thank you for the SC. A modifier? Is that like a wiggle a saw and that's the sound it makes? Oh, it's Lethal Company. What did I call it? I forgot. Lethal office worker, but I'm a lethal chef. I do have a motif with eyes, that is true. Da 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 da. I'm a morality chain. Oh, I do remember the Minecraft thing. I dropped for like some time and then like 2 seconds later everyone killed each other. Da 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 da. Let's see. Poster gallery bedroom. Oh, I see. It's cause it says that my bedroom is like a Arby's dream house. I like it though. It's pretty. I like cute things. Am I on the right? Am I? Oh hey, they have the Fable 2 thing. Okay, but I don't think that was yonder, right? That's just me preventing divorce. That was just me preventing divorce. That's different. I don't think that's yandere, you know? I'm just making sure things don't end. I don't think I'm yandere. I'm more like tsundere, right? Maybe. sorta. I am Yandere in the dreams. You think so? I don't know. I'm too sweet to be Yandere. Yeah, but like Yandere's are too. Actually, no. You know what was weird? So with Mirai and Nikki, there's a part where Yuna Gasai just gives him a bucket to piss in. What even happened? I don't remember much. It's like, couldn't you just like tell her or manipulate Gasai into not being like that? Too crazy? Why did she kidnap him again? He should have ended up with a detective boy. That Yuki guy should have just ended up with detective dude. And then they could have been like the Yuki detective agency, where the only thing that gets solved is his emotional distress of puberty. Am I like a psycho? What makes me so psycho though? I was just thinking, wouldn't it be funny if I was like a chef? Or if I did a collab with Gordon Ramsay. No, he'd yell at me. And then I can never look at your... Is he even European? Is Gordon Ramsay American or European, actually? He's British, right? He's British. Is he not? Or is he? He is British, right? I'm shiodere. Like, I'm salty. But with a... Like, salty but nice. Or, like, salty with spice. Ah, I'm getting comfy. Well, he is British. Oh, okay, so like the British people do exist.
I'll tell you.
He's from Scotland. Oh, he's from Scotland. I like the way Scottish people talk. It is quite the commodity. Hold on, let me get comfy, but with a more O's, so comfy. There you go. It's a lie? Wait, he's not Scottish? Is he not? I heard that he had a restaurant and then, like, this first one actually ended up failing. I don't remember why. I think it was too fancy was what it was an issue. And then he has a new one, and that one worked out, and now he's, like, cool. Oh, I watched his cooking videos. He has, like, some cooking tutorials. That's where I learned how to cut an onion. As silly as that sounds. He taught me how to cut an onion, and I think he tells you to season things at the end of its cooking session rather than the beginning. Unless I completely misremember that. I do not remember things. I am forgetful. He has a legendary mentor? Oh, there was this clip. It was like a video clip where it was a young Gordon Ramsay. He was like 19 or something. They had a problem with snow? Oh, I see. Merry Christmas, Hikaru. You watch Kitchen Nightmares? Oh, Uncle Roger? I don't know anything about Uncle Roger. All I know is that it's something about rice, right? If you don't wash your rice, he will hate you, and then he will destroy you. You should season Durell, but not at the end? Oh, I see. He was young. I know, shocker, right? He sells TV dinners? Oh. But yes, I like to use YouTube for cooking things. I actually... Oh, that reminds me. I need to write down the cooking recipes for what my mom makes for the worms. You've only seen clips of Uncle Rogers. He's pretty funny. What does he do? Does he just, like, cook food? Oh, Spoof, thank you for it. See? Henmama's busy, though. He's with his family, probably. Or maybe like in the hospital recovering in general, but I'm not too sure. Recovering from my antics. But nah. No, you didn't hear anything about anal. It's okay, Esteem. Nah, in this Twitter space, no. His mentor was pretty hard. Oh. So maybe Gordon's a lot nicer. I do like it when they do, when they go around restaurants and they fix it up. It's kind of interesting seeing all the different locations. I also watch, I think, Hotel Impossible. That one's pretty interesting. I just said it? No, I did not. You cannot prove that.
Do you have the ability to rewind time? I think not.
You started off as a soccer player. Oh. Oh, he's pretty nice. Yeah, I heard he's really nice to kids. And people who are not professionals, which makes sense. They're just there for a hobby, usually. Kagayan-san, arigatou gozaimasu. Chotto matte kudasai. Translate wo shite. Shiorin, Christmas. Kore kanji wa chotto matte kudasai. Merry Christmas. Utta. Let's see. Tottemo kawaii kute. Josu desu ki desu. I think that's what it says. Arigatou gozaimasu. I guess that's otote. Let me. I need to study my kanji. Google Translate. It is time. Uta, totemo kawaikute, jozu desu ki desu. Arigatou gozaimasu. Uta totemo. Oh, I should try to remember this. Okay. Uta totemo kawaikute, jozu. Hi. Nihongo jozu arigato. You know, I didn't know that was a meme. When people say like Nihongo jozu, don't you just, isn't it more polite to just say thank you? Or am I incorrect? Yeah, uta is song. I'm trying to remember the kanji for it. Yeah. Jozu has, there's uwe, I think. I think that's uwe, which is like above. And the right one, the kanji, is te. Which I think is hand, or maybe it's not te, and I'm like completely making shit up, which is completely possible. Wait, it's a working day in Japan? Oh shit, Hemama, I'm so sorry. Hey, but you know, you guys can spend the working holiday together in the Hololive company business office building. Is it condescending? I don't think it's condescending, but maybe it is because I'm dense. They wouldn't be saying you're good? No, what? That makes no sense. If I think you guys are good at something, I would say so. I'd be like, oh, good job, you did great. You did so well. Good job. You did wonderful, fantastic. Yeah, my English is really good. Oh. I think it's a compliment. I'm gonna take it as a compliment, you know? It depends on how you see it. It's all about perspective. Let's see. It's good, but not great. Hey, good is good to me. It's not a failure. At least I don't say like, oh, kimi no nihongo wa totemo heta desu. Shine. Or like some phrase like kawaisou ni zanen deshita ne. Let me look at like Japanese phrases. Maybe you could do like studying Japanese phrases to learn. I used to take classes on this stuff, but I don't remember anything. Like nohoga. Let's see. Ringo no hoga orange wo yori or something. Dochira ga suki desu ka? Something like that. I don't remember my things. But then thank you for the SC. Da 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 da. Not gomisuke, yeah. Not trash. Jake, thank you for the SC. Oh, have a good sleep. 590. Nihongo wo kore no kanji wa nan desu ka? Something no Shiori-san wa 本当に可愛いですよ。助かる。Let me copy this so I can get the kanji. I would like to learn. Okay. Oh, 日本語しゃべりち。しゃべり、what exactly is しゃべり? I've heard of it, but I always associate with food for some reason. しゃべりちのしおりさんは本当に可愛いですよ。しおりは助かる。ありがとうございます。590. Eagle. Oh, I hope you feel better soon. Please do eat oranges. I think oranges are supposed to help you with your vitamin C. Jake, thank you for the gifts. And Yoshi. Let's see. Shaberu toki naka? ちょっと待ってください。この translation は。Shaberu toki かな? Is it when you talk? Oh, it's like how you talk.Oh, I see the way of speaking. I only know like a like hanashimasu. Oh,
この something no say. No. Toko, honto, Shiori san no.
Kuruma? Kato, omotta. Something, Shiori no, something kanji.
Okay, chotto matte kusai. Kanji. Shabu shabu. Oh! I guess that's possible. Oh, okay. Kono me no sei. My eye? Kono me no sei? That's me? That does not look like I. No toko honto Shiori no koto ka to omotta. Shiori no hitomi honto suki. Koe mo.
It's because of this eye. Well, I really like Shiori's eye. Voice too. Arigatou gozaimasu.
That is some hard kanji. Dexter, thank you for the SC. Is this a hanashi is like speaking action. Oh, like hanashiteimasu.
Yeah, I don't know kanji. I only know like very, very basic stuff. Let's see. Basic Japanese words. How about kurewa nan desu ka? What is this? We already know that one. Chumon onegai shimasu. Can I place an order? Oh, chumon. Let's see. Okaike onegai shimasu. Can I get the check or bill?
Koko wa doko desu ka? Where am I?
I know toilet one. Toilet wa doko desu ka? Watashi wa pee o irimasu.
I think I just said I need pee.
You don't know the kanji? No, it makes sense. I can read hiragana and katakana to some extent, but I cannot understand it.
Oh, it's a wuchorin. Oh,
I can read oo. I don't think I'll ever remember the kanji, though. Oh, that is that's some complicated looking.
That is kanji, right?
let's see. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do.
I should learn like common phrases. Time. Oh, I do kind of vaguely remember time. Let's see. Places. Nah. Let's do like common things for tourists.
Okaike. That was a check, right? Okaike wo onegai shimasu. Oh no, there's an ad. No, please. Okay. Da 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 da. いいですよ。いいですよ。 お菓子が好きです。
That just means like sweets. Man. There's like nothing useful actually. It's like very basic things. You know what? The best practice is just going there without knowing what the fuck I'm doing. I think that's what I'm gonna do. Return the slab in Japanese. Oh, return the slab wa nihongo de nanto imasu ka? Oh, actually, I have Google Translate. Why don't I just type that? Okay, let me type it. Return the slab. I think I'm gonna assume slab o motekite onegai shimasu. Return the slab. Oh no, it's a slab o kaishimasu. Isn't that to buy? Kaishimasu. You may be in advance. Hey, that's good. Oh, slab o. Is that kaishimasu? I'm gonna assume that's a kanji for kaishimasu. I thought that's buying, though. Yeah, from translate. Ah, oh, I see. Immersion. Yeah, exactly. Oh, I wonder if people would be, like, pitying me. I'd be like, すみません, 私は外人 です. このロケーションはどこですか?ちょっと待ってください。Google Translate I need to use. You guys should just teach me something new each stream. Like one thing. I need to latch on to one thing only. 返します。返しますは何ですか? To buy? 返し。To return. Da, 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 da. Oh, it's buying. It's different. I see.That's something for a large block of stone. Well, I think in the turn of our meaning, it just means I need a pee. That's the Shirin language. Oh, I see. The thing is, the thing for me is that when I read subtitles and I hear the thing, I dissonance it, you know? It just becomes like a gigantic visual novel in a way.
Shirin no Nihongo wa kawaii. Sugiru, arigato Izumo-chan, or Izumo-san. Osusume is recommend. Oh, so how would you use osusume? Osusume wa nan desu ka? Like that? Oh, I did try. Okay, so there's a Google image thing, right? Apparently you can just copy paste it. So I copy a thing and then paste it. It's not perfect though. It's not perfect. I might just hire someone to make it more immersion experience. I just want more art. Osusume ga arimasu ka? Oh, do you have a recommendation? Like, do you have an existing one? I see. Oh, I finished Chainsaw Man, like the, not the manga, just the anime. It was neat. It's a shame. I already know some things to come, like basic things. I know too much. But it is such a shame because I liked some of the characters. So why would you do this to me? I like it. Main character is very different though. Like there's the Ajin MC. They're kind of similar, but one's more uncouth. Do I like Makima? She's a little bit difficult for me to like. I think there's some things I like about her. I kind of like how nice she seemed, but there's also a part of her that I don't quite like, considering that if I was in that world, I'd be fucked, okay? Oh, but the angel dude's pretty. Angel dude's pretty. And then my favorite character is the convenience store girl. Konbini, I think. Makima reminds you of me? Is it just because of the eyes? I think it's interesting that she never blinks. Yeah, she seemed nice, but she doesn't look at people as, like, her eyes, you know? I stare fondly, affectionately, but she stares blankly. The angel dove, oh, is it angel dove? That's right. They're cute. But you cannot poke them for apparently, like, you age or something. Wouldn't that suck? I hope convenience store girl lives. But it is hard to say. But she is my favorite so far. She's just like, I think I got to a part where Aki asked, like, why are you still here? And she said, like, we're gonna get raises soon. It's like, we're gonna get higher paychecks. For Asa? Oh, I don't know. Oh, I think I heard of who Asa is, but I'm not familiar with who or exactly why. If that makes sense. So I'm not too familiar just yet. She has the most plot armor. I hope so. But I feel like she could easily get killed. She'd essentially be like Sasha from... Oh, sorry. I shouldn't spoil that. Never mind. I spoiled it once. I apologize for that. Spoil it twice. I'll try not to. Yeah, she just wants to pay the bills. There's a trailer already. Oh, I see. It's a manga character, I see. And then there's this girl that is named Nayuta, I believe. But I'm not familiar entirely just yet. So, it's okay. I'm not spoiling anything. No, it's the other Sasha. We'll make it the other Sasha. What was her name? You guys knew like a bad Sasha. I forgot her last name. It's probably best not to mention it, though. But I mistook that Sasha with other Sasha. What, the potato one for your bad one. Oh, I see. Okay. How do you guys know it, though? Is she popular? Am I spoiling a lot? Why? It's just potatoes, and one does potatoes, and one does, things... on a couch potato, probably. No, I don't know her, but chat told me about her. So that is the only reason I know. I don't know how you guys know. You're rotten? Oh. She's an actor. Oh. What? Oh, you know, because she's a streamer. I see. Wait, but then how would you know her past? How would you know? Did you look at her like
her previous works. But, like, okay, the way I see it is, like, you see someone's stream, like, you're like, okay, this person exists. But then for you to be aware of their previous portfolio does not mean that you had to have known things. And then, oh, but then do you look at it as in, like, wow, I remember Johnny Depp from the Pirates of the Caribbean, but now it's like, oh yeah, I remember this girl. Oh damn, she should not have done that to those poor potatoes. Those poor, darn, innocent potatoes. She should not have done that. Is that how it works? But then you go like, darn, I really like the way she fried those potatoes. All those French fries, nicely salted, nicely peppered. Hot diggity damn. and then she's like, ah, yeah, she's my potato. She's my favorite potato eater. So then you become like a big fan. Is that how it works? I'm just gonna assume that's like how the things work. Shigoto ni todorimasu. Matta ne. Ah, ganbarimasu. Uchan. What is that, Solar? What did I do? I'm just giving an example, you know? You kind of... That means that you guys are... You've been, you know, like... If you've been naughty or nice, da-da-da-da-da, Santa Claus is coming to beat your ass. Oh, you didn't expect that? Oh, that's all what Spencer's about. I don't even know who Spencer is. Spencer just showed up with a bunch of, like, hey guys, look at all my merch. We got anime merch here. Anime merch for days. Oh, but I also have this thing, this magical thing of wonders. Oh, yeah, you like this thing, don't you? and then someone like, we like your merch. Oh, yeah, that's a great freaking thing. Happy holidays. Christmas themed, I see. I'll take that merch of South Park. I'll also take that magical looking thing that mysteriously looks like a dragon. I don't understand that either, actually. Like, am I allowed to mention it? There's this thing in Spencer's. It was like a Skyrim mythical beast. And I think if you slay it, you get the dragon stone. Was that it? Or you get like a shout spell, like some sort of magical being. But the thing I was wondering is, like, is it supposed to look like that? Holly, Merry Christmas. Is it like is it supposed to look like that? Those they have a specific name that I'm trying not to mention.
Let me Google it really quick, just images. Is it? How does it work? It looks kind of painful. Okay, I did it on Google Image, right? And there's this, oh wait, oh, this is Etsy. Oh, can I? Okay, I can't talk about this, can I?
Oh, but I can type it in. Oh, that's funny. Okay, there's this thing that I just typed in Google Images. So this is called Fantasy Dragon. Mm-hmm. Game of Trust. but instead of Game of Trust, right? It's Game of Trust with an H. That looks painful. That looks fucking painful. Is that supposed to look like that? Wouldn't that stab you? Is that normal? What? Why am I getting bugged? I'm just asking if it's normal. Did you see it? You see it? There's a fantasy dragon, and then it rhymes with Wildo. But replace the W with a different letter. And then there's a Game of Thrust. But it's not Trust, right? It's Thrust with an H. And then there's four samples of it. One of it looks kind of like it's radioactive. And there's a bunch of spikes. The other one just looks like it's kind of gross looking, honestly. And then there's another one with a bunch of spikes. How does that work? Is that... Like, why? Why am I getting bugged? I'm just curious. I need to know for archiving. I just like, is this supposed to unlock your shout ability in Skyrim? Is this what you actually have to go through? Oh, if you think about it, each time you destroy a dragon, you're technically destroying that of theirs. There's no... Oh, but dragons are endless. Do dragons ever stop appearing in Skyrim, actually? It's a novelty, is it? I don't know. Is that the type of novelty you put in, like, a glass display case, put a bunch of lights around it, and go like, ho, 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 Merry Christmas! Catch this, Santa Claus! Don't worry about it, don't worry about it. I'm just wondering if dragons ever stop spawning in Skyrim. Oh, that reminds me of this episode of Rick and Morty. I remember, I found it so ridiculous. It was the one with, like, a bunch of butt dragons. I remember it was Redonkulous. I thought it was funny, though, which is odd, because it was so weird. It was a bunch of dragons, and they were always thirsty. Zippo, thank you for the SDM, and Boonster, do you know that episode? Yeah, I remember, vaguely. I don't remember why I liked it so much. I think it was because they were so weird. Matt, thank you for the SD. I should, the episode was gross, but I thought it was interesting. Wow, the things I like are things you guys don't like. Let me look for a clip of it. What was it called? Rick and Morty Dragons. Maybe just like they were called the Rut Dragons, but it replaced the R with an S and L. Oh, what happened actually? Why were they like this? I'm making sure it's muted. Okay, yeah. Okay, let me describe the scene. Just imagine, just close your eyes. Merry Christmas almost, by the way. for this side of the world, probably. Okay, enter scene. Rick is standing there, his eyes looking a little beat up. He is talking to Red Dragon. Red Dragon sees things. Maybe there should be like captions. I don't have any captions, though. For some reason, Summer looks like she's dressed weirdly. There's an old dragon that starts walking. Now, I don't understand what's happening. It's all silent. I have to interpret this in my own method, then. Let's see. Is there any other scene? I don't remember anything. All I remember is, like, dragons, and they were so weird. They were probably very thirsty. I think they needed, like, a glass of water. Winkle, Eric! Oh, you can just delete your search history! Josh Martin! Oh, I'm glad you liked this, the cover! Oh, no, I don't have headphones. I don't have it. Lancelot! Oh, I hope you have a good sleep. You want entire episodes of Rick and Morty explained? Oh, that'd be interesting! That'd be interesting, like a watch-along, maybe. But I think it's only on specific websites. I still want to do a Moomin one. I want to do things that are free. I guess the way I could do it, for a Twitter space, it's just, I'll just start it, you know? I'll do a countdown. I would have to buy some very cheap headphones. You know what I hate? Phones don't have audio jacks anymore. That's redonkulous. Excuse me, ma. A play-by-play? Can you not delete your search history? I think you can. You just delete the cookies by eating it. Let's see. What episodes do I even like from Rick and Morty? I don't remember too much, to be honest. Yeah, I don't remember too much. Just Mr. Meeseeks. I'm Mr. Meeseeks. Look at me. And I just don't like Jerry. He's funny, but I don't like him with Beth. Brujo, thank you for becoming a bookworm. Oh, Merry Christmas. Let me translate this really quick. I can't believe they took away the jack thing. That is, redonkulous. Because, let's see, hold up. Does this translate? Da 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 da. Oh no, it just translates in Japanese still. I hope that your times will become nicer. Thank you for the bookworm. Roberto, Merry Christmas Part 2! Bluetooth is great. Oh, I think I tried the Bluetooth headphones here. Surprisingly, it didn't work, so I don't know if I don't have Bluetooth or what. Merry Christmas to the EST. Oh, you have eggnog. I should try eggnog, but I kind of worry about the calories still. Have a good sleep, Yakuri. Thank you for dropping by. Merry Christmas, everyone. Merry Christmas, part two of two. I hope you guys will have a good end of your year. And may you have lots of happiness and smiles and food and potatoes. When I was younger, I left cookies up for Santa Claus. But my parents did not eat it. They ate it 1 year, but I think it's because I kept doing things in secret. I wanted to surprise Santa Claus, but my parents did not expect surprise. So I was surprised by the lack of eaten cookies. Turnus, Merry Christmas Part 2! And Rubber Toe as well. Oh, enjoy the voice pack. For those who didn't know, there is a Christmas voice pack that I did. The link is somewhere. It exists somewhere in this world. She said the same thing. I feel it's a common thing. Santa Claus just don't like cookies sometimes. Da 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 da. Did I bake the cookies? No, I was too young. I was the type to, I put like something aluminum in the microwave at that age because no one was supervising me. And then there was like, there's static electricity everywhere. And then I stopped the microwave because I could sense something was sort of wrong. And then I think I might have just licked the aluminum foil anyway. Lumino, thank you for the SC. Vin, happy 3 months. Boonster, Merry Christmas. And Eric, oh, thank you so much. Let me look into it right now. I'm feeling kind of hungry. Oh, I guess I didn't really eat much. I guess I should eat my very late dinner. Da 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 da. Oh, let me do this thing. I reposted. There you go. I reposted something else really quick. Do 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 do. Okay, let me give my thanks really quick. Soft promotion is hard because it feels so weird, yet you feel so right. Da 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 da. Oh, hey, this is 11 days ago. Whoopsies. Ba 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 da 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 da. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Thank you for helping with the cover. Your art is so amazing. Your art is amazing. You're very amazing. Da 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 da. Thank you, da 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 da. Oh, here you go. Thank you. Okay. Here's the whatchamacallit. The Christmas pack for people interested. Ingram, thank you for the SC. Shaggy as well. Hacker Cat and Jemmy, and Shift Rider. Thank you. Thank you. Let me go look at the tag now. I want to make sure that I thank everyone who helped with the cover. I'm very bad at promotions. Shooting sketch. Da da da, you're sketching. Whoa! Ah! I'm gonna go favorite this. I'm a bookmark it. And then I will save in the bookmark it. And the do 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 da da da. Did I find the right one, Eric? Was it that one? Hold up, there might be more. I don't know if I find everything. Pickle Man, thank you for dropping by. Oh, okay, I'll look into it. I will look forward to your thing. Da 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 da. Oh, I have so many tabs. Let's see.
I'm gonna leave a link there.
Okay. Whoa, there's so much art. Wow. Okay. Oh, that's so cute. I will make sure to like this. I sometimes worry about reposting too much. Oh, that looks wonderful. Oh, there's so much nice things. I worry because, like, most I do is repost because I don't usually have things to say from my internal. Oh, there was this one art. This one was from Risha. It's very risque, though. I was like, wow. I think I'll be very cold this winter. Oh, I don't usually have a lot of tabs. Maybe like 5 or 6 at most. I try not to have too many tabs. Da, 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 da. No, no, you guys have wonderful fanfics. I very much appreciate it. I try to read it from my phone. Thankfully, I've updated. It's a lot easier to read from the community tab on YouTube, actually. With on computer, because I usually try it with a phone. But it actually is so good with a phone. It's just that the YouTube Studio app sucks. Sorry, YouTube. No, no, it's not the sweater trend. It was, this one was just like, Shiori just wearing ribbons. Yeah, you guys are so good. You're so good at writing. I tried to like all the fan art. The only issue with liking things is that, like, for some reason, Twitter removes it. But the repost stays, but the likes get removed at times. I'm not sure why. Da 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 da. Yeah, yeah, it's the ribbon one by Risha, or like the ad is EL_RishArts. But yeah, this is so nice. I like, there's this one art by Kivon Not Babu. It was funny because it's me and Risa exchanging gifts, and she gets a starry on and I get the tree. Oh, it's gonna be great? Oh, I see. Da 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 da. It's unliking for you. It's been like that for a few years now, actually. Oh yeah, I bookmark things. Thank you so much for spending time with me. I really appreciate you guys. You guys are very kind, and I'm really glad that I am able to just talk in such strange oddity of ways, such as the mood ring things and potatoes and all that stuff. Is it really not common to talk like this? Is it really that strange? I'm pretty sure someone out there is looking at Sasha and thinking, darn, look at the way she touches those potatoes. So lewd. I'm pretty sure there must be someone who talks similar like this. Like Yabiris, right? I don't know. No, I'm pretty sure she does. You guys like Yabiris. It's pretty rare. Maybe that's because they have humility. No, I'm pretty sure they're the whatchamacallit, the limiters. Their brakes are on. I'm pretty sure there's a few people. They just have not come out of the woodworks yet, you know? It's kind of like Bigfoot. What was I gonna say? Bookfoot? It's like Bigfoot. He's still just dressed up in his outfit, wandering the hills, looking for Littlefoot. But they have the limiters, you know? Until they find their little foot, they're gonna remain Bigfoot. I don't know where I'm going with that, honestly. Simon, thank you for the SC. No, I do have shame. I swear, I have shame. It's just that, like, this is my domain. Domain expansion on. This is my domain. I can do whatever I want with it. But if I'm around other people, then of course I gotta behave. I'm not gonna start talking about, like, mood rings and colonoscopies. You know? I behave in collabs. Try, thank you for the SC. Your art's already so good, Try. Thank you so much for all your assets and stuff. I behave. Come on. Don't you see the difference between me, my solo experience, versus the collab experience, the extraordinaire? I'm a lot more tame. I'm a lot more tame then. It leaks? Well,
But it's like a preview. It's like a trailer, a teaser. And then it leaks through there. But then you actually have to go to the main channel. And then there's nothing but leakage. The whole pipe completely destroyed. It is fucking flooding in that gigantic house. So there's like little droplets of just water and the collabs. And then you visit Shiori's house. It's like, oh my good God, this place is a fucking pool.
This place is the ocean.
Oh, it's past the time, I suppose, huh? You like the flood? Oh, like super sunshine, huh? It's a little late, so I gotta hush up. It probably sounds silly, but when it's like what the parental units would expect you to go to bed, you know? Basically any time past 10 p.m. or something. So anytime past it, I get scared if I need to pee in the middle of the night. Because my parents are the type like, so what time did you go to sleep last night? It's like, I went to sleep before midnight. Don't worry about it. I went to sleep at a proper time. So, like a curfew, kind of. Curfew more like if I get caught, then my mom's gonna have that stink eye, you know? She's gonna have that stink eye. Funnily enough, my papa, he also has a bad sleep schedule. He sleeps all around like 3 a.m., so I feel like I inherited from him. But my parents will have that stink eye, and they'll have that judgment call, you know? Judgment! So I try to pretend to be asleep by a certain time, and then I have to try and make sure that I pee before a certain time. Otherwise, it's gonna be a fucking stealth mission. I'll be like Solid Snake, except it's not very solid. It's more like Liquid Snake at that point. M-Chad, thank you for the SC. Okay, I gotta sneak out now. I don't want my mom judging me for Christmas. I'd like my Christmas to go as smooth as possible, like Liquid Snake. Okay, I'll see you guys, okay? I'll try to do a space tomorrow. I really fucking doubt I'm gonna get a lot of presents. We'll see. I'm not sure what we'll talk about, but we'll talk. Yeah, it'll be like muffled Metal Gear Solid music player though. Sorry, player? Playing. It'll be like muffled because it has to stay quiet. How does the song usually go anyway? I'm just gonna sing the Attack on Titan one. Do 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 do. Eric, Merry Christmas for EST gang. I hope you have a wonderful day. And yeah, I'm gonna have gift openings. Yeah. I'll see you guys tomorrow. I hope that your Christmas will be wonderful. And if you are lacking in things, hey, you should spoil yourself. All that shameless things that you're usually ashamed about, you should indulge in it to a healthy degree. For example, rugs, but with a D in front. Because rugs are one thing, but if you add a D in there, that's a completely different thing. Okay, have a good night, Shirin. Obi, thank you for the novel night, and Eric and Ham. Thank you, Merry Christmas to everyone. Today, Shirin.